everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. I thank the Lord for another wonderful day that He's made. God is moving mightily by His Spirit. You know, the Lord puts people together. The handiwork of God is something we need to notice. Sometimes when you detect a friendship based on the move of the Holy Ghost, when the Lord put people in your life, that's a blessing to you. Many times they're designed to be part of your network. Just like any good marriage, any good friendship, a good pastor, fight the good fight of faith. Don't let the enemy divide you from them. Because God is up to something good. Many times in ministry, the Lord is putting together, He builds the church, right? Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain. So He does build the house. And the people you can feel it. The peace of God increases when people that are supposed to be in your life come around. And now we have communication devices, such as cell phones, text messages, even Facebook. Sometimes there are people that the Lord wants in your life. You can share, they'll get stronger. They can share, you get stronger. And they can become part of your network. I said in the last broadcast that this move of God, you may not see it. You know, it may not look like how I expect it to look. You know, I've always, since the mid-90s, I've been looking for a great revival before the rapture. Because the Lord told me he was going to do a great revival. Many people going to get saved. And then it'll be cut short and He'll rapture us out of here. And that's exactly what's going to happen, because He told him that's the protocol. That's what He's going to do. And I've heard other people say that it's going to be a quick revival. It's going to be short. I don't know how short, but I know it's going to be short. And I know it's going to be big. But He didn't say to me that it would be obvious. But He gave me some facts, and I ended the last broadcast talking about how, given the facts that I know, He said it will change the economy. Many people are going to get saved because God wants to rescue people out of here. And there are many people who live in the balance. They're half in the world and half in heaven. And they need to make up their mind, because these are the days of Laodicea. And they need to operate according to the love of God instead of the love of the world. Because the love of the world makes us enemies. It cools us off. But the love of God causes us to be on fire. We have a love relationship with God. We love Him. We love His will. We love His word. And we're willing to do His part without the persuasions of pride, lust, and greed. But the pride, lust, and greed is the world, and that's where the warfare is. If we destroy those things and move them out of our lives, drive them out of our lives, then God can really move. And we operate like Him. We're designed to operate just like Him, and He loves us. He loves the people of the world too, but He's not going to take them back when He comes back. And also, I believe this revival is going to help people receive enough information so that they can make a sober choice. If they still reject God, they'll know that they're rejecting God. He's getting rid of that middle ground, that gray area, and He's going to expose things for what they are. A spade will be a spade. Love will be love and hate will be hate. And you're going to see that gray area disappear. But I don't know how obvious the revival will look, because the Holy Spirit is able to He's able to conceal it. He's looking at people's hearts. He's changing people in the heart. And he's helping, and people that really want to know him, they'll get saved. And years ago, I had this dream that I used to, well, I had a mobile auto service. I used to work on cars at people's houses. And every day I would try to finish the car I was working on before it got dark. And in the wintertime, it would get dark around 5:30. So every day I'm trying to finish before 5 o'clock, because once it get dark, it'll slow me down. And in the dream, I was working on the car like I did back then at somebody's house on the roadside. And I was putting the transmission in, but I wanted to finish it. And there were three guys that worked for the county. In the dream, they worked for the county. I don't know who they are, but I mean, it was just a dream. And they were not mechanics. And I overheard one of them say, "Hey, he's running out of time. He's not going to be able to finish. He's running out of time." And all three of them came over to help, and they became mechanics. And they helped me put the transmission in and finish. And they worked not like weekend mechanics. They worked like professional mechanics. They didn't get in each other's way, and they did it quick. And I was able to finish in moments what would have taken me another couple of hours. So when I woke up, I said, "Lord, what was that about?" He said, "In the last days, many people are going to become preachers. Just like they became mechanics, people are going to become preachers." And I didn't know the Lord could do something like that. But he can download information on people, in people, and anoint them in one day, and they can do a mighty work. Now, and it'll be individualized. It'll be what they could do. They'll do it with understanding, and they'll do it well. They'll do specific works. And all this is going to happen, and we're going to see it. But I don't think we're going to see the whole work, but we'll see pieces of it and unusual things happening. And I thank God for it. Now, as we go forward, never disqualify the mighty move of God. Do whatever God put in your heart to do, because it's going to work. And those that love God, they'll be able to do the greater works. The more we love God, the more cooperative we'll be. And that's all God needs. He don't need our stamp of approval. He don't need our might. He don't need our power. He needs us to love him and his people and do the mighty works of God. It's easy when you just follow him. And whatever you need will happen. He's going to bless you. He's going to take you forward and not backwards. The love of God is here now. And he's got to come back. He's coming back on time. He's not going to delay this time. He's going to come back quickly. But I believe things will happen so that the world will know that the Lord is here, and that he sent people to them to help them come out of the world system. And they'll just have to make a choice. And he's doing it openly. On YouTube, there are so many people having dreams about the rapture, visions about heaven. Muslims are getting saved saying Jesus appeared to them. And then I watched a video today where Jesus appeared to a Jewish man. His father was a Sanhedrin rabbi and training him to be one. And he didn't want to be one. And he went on the internet and met a man, and a man from California led him to the Lord over a span of 4 years. And he got saved. And then his family consider him a dead man, just didn't want anything to do with him. His grandfather didn't want him around. And his siblings disowned him because he loved Jesus. See, I knew that Jesus was appearing to Muslims, but he's also appearing to certain Jews. And people all over the world that really want to know God, but have no Christians to tell them. See, there are people in pockets everywhere that God is dealing with. And God, so the people that if the Lord used you to help somebody understand something, do your part. The Lord don't want your people left here. So whatever he give you to do, just like Mary told Jesus, the helpers, whatever Jesus say do it. And that's what I'm saying to you. Whatever Jesus put in your heart, do it. Make it happen. Love the will of God. Trust the will of God. Take him at his word. Hear him out. Get a strong understanding and do it with all your might. Do it with all your strength, all your mind. Renew your mind in the word of God and do that work. Enjoy it. And whatever he anoints you to do, do it. Whatever he calls you to be that. You don't need a building. You don't need an entourage. You don't need people to believe in you. Just do what he say do. And it'll happen. I love the Lord our God. He has so much to say. And his word is true. It's all about love. Love helps us focus on the Lord. Faith looks to God. And faith works by love. So whenever you're in faith, whenever you're in agreement with the word of God, that's the same as looking to the Lord. Because in every situation, you consider what the word has to say over how things appear. The way things appear can be that can be satanic theatrics. Just old plain old satanic theatrics. Nothing to it. You know, leaves in the wind, that's all it is, a show. But when you include the life of God, it changes everything. Remember, salvation is introduced to, it starts in us as a healing process. It comes to us in seed forms, it grows within our hearts, and it gets out into our members. We heal everywhere that we receive God's word. And it becomes our natural expression. The way we conduct ourselves, the jokes we laugh at, the way we are, that it stems out of that healing process. And the way we are, the way we help others, make them laugh, what we condone, what we frown upon, what we love and what we hate, all of it stems from that healing process. And it suggests to others that it's a good way. It gets into our advice, gets into our counsel, it gets into the way we persuade others, and it shapes our destiny. And those who see the difference and join in, it shapes their destiny too. It's a good thing. Salvation is a good thing. And remember, there are aspects that we receive, and there are aspects we may not know about within the realm of salvation. A lot of times people know that God wants them saved, but they don't realize that he wants them healed. Sometimes they don't realize that they can prosper. And sometimes they're not taught that they have authority. And their family members heal and saved and set free. So there are different aspects of life, and there's faith for every aspect of life. And the Lord will help us to receive every healing aspect of life. And we'll change the facts on the ground where we are. And I thank the Lord for it. Beautiful. The love of God and the grace of God is a beautiful thing. The word of God is true. You can count on it. I just love God. He's so faithful to us. And he's so committed to his love. I want to shift gears again. The Lord had me, we've been talking about how the function of the seven spirits of God. And we're watching how the things that Jesus said in Revelation to the seven churches. Now, the seven stars are the angel of the church, or the pastor. Most people say that's the pastor. And possibly the apostle. And the seven candlesticks are the seven churches. So there were problems had developed. As we endeavor to do God's will, the enemy endeavors also to stop it, or cause us to stop it, or distract us. He knows that if he can change our focus, he can change our direction. And it can hinder us, slow us down, or ultimately stop the work of God. So a picture of that is just like this country. It was founded on Christian principles. Christian people wanted a land that they could be free to live and worship God. That's why they came. And this country was built while under attack. It had internal enemies, people that didn't believe God, didn't believe on Jesus, but they were here, and they had no covenant. They didn't have a covenant with God. And there were people who truly loved God to build the country. And then there were external enemies. And within that, the Catholic Church was not a free religious system. They wanted you to do what the king wants you to do and what the pope wants you to do. They were power mad. So the Protestants protested. And they wanted a country where they could be free and live according to the love of God. Because Satan will stir up anybody he can to, you know, he'll take people out of their way to hinder a person that loves God. Because he doesn't like man knowing about Jesus. But men like John Wesley rose up and taught, and he went around and taught people Jesus. The love of God is true, and it's also towards us. It helps us to go forward in times of opposition. In opposition, never look at the opposition. Just look at him. Remember something. The enemy is trying to change our focus. But the Lord is aware that they are onlookers. People are seeing you under attack. And he will address the concerns of others and cause you to and give you the wisdom to win. If you pay attention to the guidance of the Holy Spirit, he can use a situation, a negative situation, to your advantage by his wisdom. Now, in Revelation chapter 2, verse 8, it says, "And unto the angel at the church of the church in Smyrna, write, these things saith the he." I'm gonna start over. Verse 8: "Unto the church of the unto the angel of the church in Smyrna, write, these things saith the first and the last, which was dead and is alive. I know thy works and tribulation and poverty, but thou art rich. And I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan.